Well, this isn't something we've seen until now, Lee. This idea that of majorities of Americans wanting mass deportation of illegal immigrants. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't realize this. This should seem like common sense. But for all of the Trump administration, even going back to Obama, when you ask Americans the question, hey, do you want to deport illegal immigrants? Americans are really big-hearted people. And they get afraid, well, I don't want to break up families. Right. I mean, what if their kids involved? No, I can't. And Democrats have taken advantage of this in a really, really big way. So you have always had these polls, as long as I've been doing this, you would ask Americans, you want to deport them. And usually around somewhere around 45-46% of Americans would say, yes, I do. But the majority would say, no, I don't. 52-53-54. No, let's not deport them. Blah, blah. So the Democrats have taken advantage of this for a very long time to try to run their voter recruitment drive. And that has gotten to, I think, a critical mass. We're now seeing this poll out today in the Hill. It's flipped.
Yep.
And you didn't get this during the Trump era, right? So Americans hired Trump to close the border, but they didn't want to send home the illegals because, again, they felt bad. Well, not anymore. They're done. Okay. Their trust has been abused by the Democrats, and they're done. 54% of Americans back mass deportation of illegal immigrants. That is a majority. So Trump would, if he wins, would have a mandate to deport them no matter how loudly the Democrats scream.
Gee, I wonder what changed the people's opinion about that, Tara.
Geez, I can't imagine. Was it the murders, the rapes, the Tren de Aragua violent takeovers of apartments? I mean, I don't know, 20,000 Haitians dumped on Springfield? Who knows?
Yeah, really. It's you know, we just don't know.
We don't know. Maybe it was the 12-year-old raped, tortured, and then stuffed in a culvert. Yeah. Or maybe it was Rachel Morin, mother of five, who met that same fate. Or maybe it was Lakin Riley, who didn't want to meet that same fate, but had her head bashed in instead.
Yeah.
And what do we get from Democrats, Associated Press? Women shouldn't jog alone.
Right.
That's what we got.
Yeah.
You know, just one step away from maybe if your skirt wasn't so short.
Yeah. In other words, you're on your own.
Yeah. If it's illegals doing it, you're on your own. And, you know, here's the thing this morning, you know, because I love Topic Pulse. I love seeing what are the top 10, top 20 articles that Americans are sharing and talking about. And I was pleasantly surprised today to see that one of them was this Fox News article, 158 Democrats vote against bill to deport illegal immigrants who commit sex crimes.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It really is.
For a party that claims to be concerned about the common people and about women's rights.
In fact, you know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to go ahead and retweet this so you can go to my Twitter feed, even if you don't have, if you're not on X, and you should be on X because otherwise you're not going to know what's going on. But then if everybody goes on X, they won't need me. Never mind. Just go to X and get this one article.
Oh,
how about
Tara
that?
Tara will always need you. What are you talking about?
Yeah. So
thank you. Now more than ever.
Yeah, no, really. But here, I'm going to put it here for you, and you can go on X at Tara Servatius. And even if you don't have an account, here we go. I just put it up. And here, I'll put the word shocking by. Get it. You can share the article and send it to everyone. Send it to, because people need to know. And you know who else needs to know? These people who, you know, women especially, as I know a lot of them, who are like, well, you know, I'm pro-choice, so I don't know. Are you pro-rape? They are.
Yeah.
They are. I mean, and here's the thing. If you read this bill, it's very simple. There's no catch. I mean, there's no like weird thing the Democrats were objecting to. It's black and white. And I love that she wrote it that way. It's just if you commit a sex offense, you get deported automatically. That's law. No judge can save you. No president can save you. No Democrat can save you. You're getting deported. And what this does is it goes around the sanctuary cities that are Democrat run and controlled. And it says, you know, basically they can't save you. You're getting deported.
Why can't we apply that to DUIs as well? That's an issue.
Actually, they did. They passed a bill earlier this year with the same thing. Oh, gosh, who was it? I can't remember who sponsored it in the House. I'm blanking out on it. Anyway, it passed because Republicans control the House and a majority of Democrats voted against that, too. Mm-hmm. And then Chuck Schumer, who runs the Senate, because he's a Democrat, Democrats control the Senate, never took it up. No. So actually, there was a bill for that. In fact, Marsha Blackburn, who is a Republican senator in the Senate, mm-hmm. she'd had a horrific DUI in her state that killed somebody. And she tried to sponsor the companion legislation, but Chuck Schumer wouldn't allow a vote on it in committee or on the floor. So, yeah, no, if they kill you drunk driving, that's totally fine, too. Democrats are cool with it. They're cool with it. That's how it is. And again, I know me saying this sounds radical, but you know, here, let me play this again. I've fallen down on my vow to play this a lot. And again, this is Democrat Senator Chris Murphy explaining on MSNBC, illegal immigrants are the most important people to Democrats. And you can tell that about Democrats by watching them govern, Lee. You don't need me to tell you, but here's Democrat Senator Chris Murphy.
So you are right that has been the Democratic strategy for 30 years, maybe. And it has failed to deliver for the people we care about most, the undocumented Americans that are in this country. This is also not 2013 any longer when.
Uh-huh. Oh, Lee, I just laughed out loud. I'm sorry. Breaking Fox News story. You want to hear this?
Sure.
I'm not laughing at Fox. I'm just laughing at the whole thing. Breaking news. Donald Trump now has the same level of Secret Service protection as Joe Biden.
Well,
that's breaking news. Do you believe that? Because I don't believe it.
I don't necessarily believe it. Number one, Joe Biden is not really showing up anywhere. I mean, you know, he's doing a few campaign appearances for Kamala, but, you know, he's not really out there doing much. So, but I liked what Trump said to Gutfeld, that it is the presidential candidates that are consequential are the ones that people take shots at.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's absolutely true. By the way, did you see the Trump tweet about the Iranians allegedly, according to the FBI, getting that information from the Trump campaign, stealing the information from the Trump campaign that was damaging and giving it trying to give it to the Democrat campaign?
I saw the headline. I have not seen the tweet itself, no.
Yeah, well, so Trump put it out, and you know what? He's making a really good point here. He's saying, well, doesn't that make Kamala Harris an Iranian colluder? And shouldn't she resign in shame? And don't we need like a Robert Mueller to investigate her if the Iranians are meddling and in the election? Then why don't we just assume she's an Iranian colluder then?
Well, that's exactly what was assumed in the Russia investigation.
Yeah, no, it is. And that's the problem.
Yeah.
And look at the, again, the different ways, the different treatment here.
Of course.
But, you know, it's just, hey, it's no big deal. Why? Because the automatic assumption that the FBI makes, that the media makes, all of it is that, well, you know, Kamala Harris, the Democrats, they wouldn't be Iranian colluders. I mean, they're good people. Whereas the automatic assumption they made about Trump was, oh, he'd like totally would collude with the Russians.
Yeah, and he must be lying. If his lips are moving, he must be lying. So.
Right. Now, I mean, they actually said that. Remember Rachel Maddow saying that she could tell by looking at Trump that he was in collusion with Russia. She could just look at him and tell. Just shaking my head.
Yeah. Yeah, that really sounds like democracy there, Rachel.
Right. Here it is. Wow. This is on Truth Social. He posted this. Wow. Trump posted just out. The FBI caught Iran spying on my campaign and giving all the information to Kamala Harris' campaign. Therefore, she and her campaign were illegally spying on me. Because that's exactly what the media did with the Russia collusion hoax.
Right.
To be known as the Iran case. Will Kamala resign in disgrace from politics? Will the communist left pick a new candidate to replace her? But he's right. This is exactly what was asked of him.
Yeah.
I remember how bad it was because the Bush wing of the party, a lot of the Republican leadership sided with the Democrats.
Yeah, I know.
And pretending, that's why it got wings. I mean, pretending that Trump must be a Russian colluder because Russia had hacked the DNC server. Well, we would later find out Russia didn't actually hack the DNC server. That was all a lie. Hillary Clinton's campaign made it up. Well, this is coming from the FBI. And look, I got to tell you, I've got real questions about this. The FBI, Lee, if you look at their track record of things they have told us about election interference, 100% lies. There are no truths. So when I hear this, I'm like, what's their angle?
Yeah.
And the next thing I thought, oh, the FBI must have hacked Trump's campaign and given it to the Democrats. And now they're saying Iran did it. Sums up. I mean, there's just, yeah. They would never act deliberately to protect Trump. So there's an angle here, and I'm sure eventually we'll figure out what it is. There is. Or I don't know. I mean, if enough time passed, you know how like a broken clock is right?
Yeah.
Twice a day.
Yeah.
Like, if enough time passed, would something the FBI told us just happen to be true? I mean, is that possible, do you think?
There is that possibility. I don't know.
I don't know what to make of it. And that's unusual for me, as you know. I just saw this and I went, Saw this and I went, whoa. This Diddy case?
Oh, yeah.
Being compared to Epstein, with Fox News all but saying this is the Hollywood operation of the Epstein operation. It's weird. Look, I'll explain it the way no one else will, coming up in just a moment. There's some really interesting questions to be asked about this. And you know how you'll know that Epstein and Diddy were part of the same operation? If the Johns, who had relations with the underage kids, are never pursued by the FBI. If the FBI knows who they were in the Epstein case, and Marsha Blackburn, the senator, remember, even tried to subpoena that and was blocked by the Democrats. So watch this. Just watch. That's how you'll know. The FBI will protect the pedophiles. And then you'll know. And anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'll explain coming up. Say it with me. Sean Diddy Combs, P. Diddy to many of you, did not kill himself. He did not. Nope. I can't imagine the memes. They're all but saying it, folks. This is the Hollywood wing of the Epstein operation. No, Epstein handled the politicians, expertly actually, getting the compromise that was needed by somebody. And he handled the business titans, everyone from Goldman Sachs to J.P. Morgan Chase. Even our current CIA director, William Burns, was on Epstein's Rolodex. In fact, he was on Epstein's calendar multiple times. William Burns, current head of the CIA. He liked to go hang out with Epstein at one of the places Epstein trafficked the girls, his condo. That blows my mind. That a guy could be the head of the CIA after hanging out with Epstein in places where Epstein trafficked underage minors. Yeah, that's a level of corruption. You can imagine that. Well, it kind of explains why we've never seen the Johns. Now, think about this for a minute, right? Local, I always put it this way. And we just had this happen with this local sportscaster, right? He's got child porn on his computer. He's going to prison. It's a national story. But if you're the right people, and you sleep with underage minors, the FBI just protects your identity. But if you're the wrong people and you have pictures of other people with underage minors, then you're going to prison. See how it works in America? The FBI is still protecting the names of the Johns who slept, they're pedophiles, who slept with the girls. And Senator Marsha Blackburn, a Republican, last year tried to subpoena the FBI to force them to turn it over to Congress and was blocked by the Democrats. Was blocked by Dick Durbin. So there's a tremendous amount of corruption there. Was Epstein only one wing of the operation? Fox News all but says it this morning. Headline, Sean Diddy Combs alleged sex trafficking crimes similar to Epstein case, defense attorney says. Oh boy, is it. It's exactly the same, in fact. Hip hop's bad boy billionaire Sean Diddy Combs is drawing comparisons to late sex trafficking financier Jeffrey Epstein, who used his power and connections to lure young women and girls to a private island and, you know, groom them and, you know, the rest. Okay. This is like Epstein 2.0, said David Gelman, a New Jersey-based defense attorney and former prosecutor. So this is what Fox News does. They can't say it, so they go out and get somebody else to. You have a guy who's extremely rich, extremely powerful, just like Jeffrey Epstein. You have him being charged with allegations that are inhumane and unheard of against women and potential minors. Actually, there are minors. They're in the lawsuits. I'll get to that in a minute. For sex trafficking and sexual deviant acts. And the similarities are uncanny. So why would they arrest him then if he's been such a good gatherer of compromise for them? Because he was screwing up. It was coming out. Because it was coming out in the civil lawsuits. That's why. Even though a number of civil lawsuits have been leveled, allegations against other executive stars and Combs associates, and his indictment alleges Combs relied on employees, resources, and influence of his business empire. It was getting very close to Combs. And there's case after case after case. Right? Quote. From Gelman. You only have so many rich, powerful individuals in this world, to especially in the U.S., Gelman told Fox News Digital. I'm not going to be surprised if we read information about where Epstein and Diddy cross paths. I know Epstein has been dead for the past few years, but his criminal involvement went back many, many. What is he saying? Cross paths. They're part of the same operation. That's what he's saying. Diddy was handling Hollywood. I don't think it's very far-fetched at all to think that the two of them knew each other potentially. What are you saying? Is these two operations are so similar? The grooming, the young girls, the recruitment? Wouldn't be surprising if they're part of the same thing. That's what he means. While no one has been charged, by its nature, the racketeering case alleges a conspiracy involving others, and prosecutors in court filings claimed Combs took advantage of his billion-dollar business empire to abuse and silence victims. He's known to travel with an entourage of bodyguards and had been revered in entertainment circles for decades before his fall from grace. Okay. How are you going to know our intel agencies were running him like they were running Epstein? Because they will protect the Johns in this case. They will protect the abusers. That's how you'll know. They will make sure nobody ever knows who they were. Why will they do that? Because in the case, this is how you know Epstein was being run by our intel agencies. I don't know which one, because I don't know which ones, but I know he was. Why? Because what's going to happen when high profile, high powered pedophile Johns who slept with young girls in the case of Epstein are dragged into court for trial? What's going to happen? Their attorneys are going to give them real legal protection, and they're going to go right after those behind Epstein. That's what they're going to do because they were blackmailed. They're blackmail victims, and they'll name names. They'll name names, the whole thing will fall apart. And that is why the FBI has never told us who the Johns were and continues to protect them to this day. The only reason we know one of them was likely, we don't know that he was, but one of Epstein's associates who hung out in places where Epstein pimped the girls was no less than the CIA director. We know that because the Wall Street Journal broke the story. They actually got a hold of some of Epstein's calendar and Burns was all over it. You trust him now? I don't. Somebody's got compromise on him, and then he happens to end up as the CIA director. You know what's funny about that? You know what's really, really funny about that? We just had the CEO of Palantir, who helps the federal government process information on Americans. It spies on us and keeps. He just dropped on the Joe Rogan podcast that people who end up in high places in Washington are specifically selected because they are compromised. In other words, if you're not compromised, you get blocked. If you are compromised, they can control you. You don't. He would know, y'all. That's how he makes his money. That's what he sells to these intel agencies. In part, Palantir does other stuff too. It was a wild thing to drop on Joe Rogan. And why would they arrest Diddy? Because people were getting too close. That's why. And you know what? Fox News knows it. And they're trying to find a way to say it. Here's Peter Thiel on Joe Rogan. Take a listen to how he describes it. And I'm telling you, he would know. He's got all the security clearances to know. He helps them process this. A lot of it, I think, constitutionally, our government shouldn't have spy material on Americans, people all over the world. That's what Palantir does. Here you go. Peter Thiel, take a listen.
It's a little bit different from the J. Edgar Hoover thing. And the question was always whether the people doing it knew they were getting compromised. And so it's the vibe is not that you somehow got compromised. It was more you were joining this this secret club.
Right.
You got to be made. You're a made man in the mafia.
And you get to do crazy things.
No. It's only if we have compromat on you do you get ahead.
Yep.
It's like, you know, it's like, I don't know, it's one of these
Skull and Bones
closet,
type things.
Yeah, closet of the Vatican.
Right.
The claim is 80% of the cardinals in the Catholic Church are gay. Not sure if that's true, but directionally, it's probably correct. And the basic thesis is you don't get promoted to a cardinal if you're straight. And so you need to be compromised, and then you're under control, but you also get ahead.
Yeah, Joe Biden is a perfect example. They had the laptop the whole time. They had a virtual encyclopedia of his crimes, and so they made sure that Biden was protected, including the 51 spies that lying for him. Listen to this line. You can already see where this is going. Fox News knows, oh man, they're trying to tell you about Diddy. Really quickly, U.S. attorney, that's so federal prosecutor, U.S. attorney, DOJ, they're profoundly corrupt. U.S. attorney Damian Williams dodged questions about additional charges or defendants. Here we go. And said the investigation is ongoing, said Nima Ramani, a former federal prosecutor who now runs a private practice in Los Angeles. Other members of the RICO conspiracy are criminally liable for the sex trafficking, even if they didn't actually participate in the sex act. So someone who bought the $1,000 bottles of baby oil who gave the victims post-drug IVs could be charged as a co-conspirator. In other words, they drugged them. They were part of these freak-out parties. They were groomed. Are we going to get information on the additional defendants? Who? The Johns, the pedophiles, the rapists. They got you on video doing this stuff. Diddy's whole home is rigged up and wired with the video. They got you. They control Hollywood. Sounds just like an arm of the Epstein operation. Again, here's how we'll know. FBI, DOJ will protect the victims. Will protect the victimizers of the victims, the pedophiles, the rapists and the pedophiles. You'll never know their names. Where is your Wi-Fi router in your house? Do you know where it is in your house? New study out on what's called the SAR rate, the specific absorption rate in the brain and body from electromagnetic frequencies emitted by certain tech devices, which include Wi-Fi routers. They're seeing they are above the safe level that is accepted by the FCC, Federal Communications Commission. You're basically nuking yourself. You're getting a specific absorption rate that's too high if you keep the Wi-Fi router in a room you spend a lot of time in. So what they're saying is if you spend a lot of time in your living room, you don't want it there. If you spend a lot of time in the bedroom, which you do, you sleep there, you don't want it there. So it doesn't mean get it out of your house, pull it out of the wall or anything like that. It's just you may exceed the healthy limits if you are spending a lot of time in a room with a Wi-Fi router. So this is great for those of you listening to the show right now. That's why I brought it up in this hour. If you're sitting at home and you work from home and you're listening to the show from home, you're probably sitting in whatever room you have. I bet you the router's in the room. So you want to move it to another room. You can't avoid it entirely, but you can try to keep the amount that you take in down. The study that was just published is called Evaluation and SAR Analysis of Low Frequency and Broadband Electric Field Exposure. That's just come out again. You want to just move it into a room you don't spend a lot of time in. It would make sense. It would be in a room you'd spend a whole bunch of time in. Okay. Want to hit this. We always do the intro for Her Highness. Texter writes, Terry, you should call her Her Hiney. Okay. That works too. Royalty, Kamala Harris has never gotten a single vote yet rules nationally. May even be the president. Nobody knows. It's incredible. Lost the Democrat primary before a vote was ever cast. She was so unpopular. Had to drop out before a vote was ever cast. Never won a single vote or a single delegate. Dropped out, but because Joe Biden promised he would, you know, he would choose a black woman, she became the vice president. And now that he has been pushed safely aside without a single vote, amazingly, Her Highness, or Heine, whatever you want to call her, is the Democrat nominee of the party that preaches endlessly about democracy, but doesn't actually practice it themselves. Now Hillary Clinton is decreeing that thou shalt not ask Her Highness, because royalty rules without vote, so we call her Her Highness. Thou shalt not ask Her Highness to explain her positions on anything, or thou shalt be a sexist. It is a double standard to ask her for her opinions, for her to explain her positions. She has now deigned to actually publish her platform with not a lot of details on her website. And that is enough. She should not have to take, Her Highness should not have to take questions. Questions are for lowlifes like Donald Trump, Hillary explains.
She does not have to do it, Kara. I'm going to just cut to the chase. In fact, she's put out policies on her campaign website. Mm-hmm. Anybody who's truly interested can go and read about them. She right. referenced policies. Mm-hmm. She actually doesn't just have policies and concepts. She has, you know, plans about what to do. I think it's a, you know, it's a double standard. And it's a double standard that is partly because they are still getting to know her, but also because they're still grappling with the idea like, oh, am I really going to vote for a woman to be president and commander in chief?
Yeah, I'm sure most people walking around going, yeah, I don't want a woman. That's why I'm not voting for her. No, I want to keep my guns. That's why I'm not voting for her. No, I don't want to. I don't want to be raped by an illegal or have my daughter raped by an illegal. She lets in and then he gets to go free and isn't deported. That was the Democrat vote the other day. I don't want to vote for a woman who says we don't need a wall and it's a ridiculous idea that terrorists would ever cross our border. A woman whose administration then turns around and catches 243 of these terrorists and lets 99 of them go, even though they had them in custody when they come over as illegal immigrants across the wall. The fact that she's a woman is so far down my list, I don't spend any time thinking about it until now. You know what this is? This is all they got. This is all they got. So Hillary Clinton is a surrogate for Kamala, right? So understand, this is Her Highness declaring, thou shalt not ask me any questions or it's a double standard. Thou shall not ask any details of where I stand. Hillary Clinton, amazingly, in that interview, goes on over about 5 minutes to explain that it's just really not fair because the media only focuses on Trump's gaffes and they're not asking him enough questions on his policies. And they need to ask him more questions on his policies, but also not her. Not her. She should get a pass because she's a woman, Hillary explains. I mean, listen to the arrogance. Can you imagine if Donald Trump or his surrogates were running around going, we don't need to tell Americans where Trump stands. He shouldn't even do it. Oh, they would take us to the woodshed. And rightfully so.
He does not have to do it, Kara. I'm going to just cut to the chase. In fact, she's put out policies on her campaign website. Mm-hmm. Anybody who's truly interested can go and read about them. She right. referenced policies. Mm-hmm. She actually doesn't just have policies and concepts. She has, you know, plans about what to do. I think it's a, you know, it's a double standard. And it's a double standard that is partly because they are still getting to know her, but also because they're still grappling with the idea like, oh, am I really going to vote for a woman to be president and commander in chief?
Please keep saying that. This, you know what she's doing? She's slapping men across the face. This is why a majority of men, black men under the age of 50, are not voting for Kamala Harris or the Democrat Party. Because you know what they identify as? Democrats tell them they identify as black, but they don't. Well, I mean, they do, but they primarily identify as men. And they're sick and tired of being told they suck because they were born as men, something they cannot control. Texter writes, OMG, Tara, on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. OMG, Tara, the router is on my desk in my home office where I work for hours. I have had ringing in my ears since February. You know what? That was part of the study, that people who keep like the Wi-Fi router near them in their home, they will begin to develop sensitivities to the emissions from it. So that's actually sounds like it could be a symptom of that. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. You need to talk to a doctor. Move the router. So you know what you do? You should move it into a room you spend the least amount of time in. If you have a spare bedroom, definitely move it there. Do not keep it where you spend a lot of time. That's that new study. A lot of people are asking me for it. Texter writes, I thought the Democrats did not believe in genders. Thank you. Good catch. And finally, Texter writes, hey, Joe, how is that diversity hire working out for you? Ouch. Yeah. Yahoo News article. January 2022. The Central Intelligence Agency, this is very mainstream media source. The Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, has been secretly training forces for Ukraine since 2015. Who are they? Azov Battalion. They're neo-Nazis. Now, if you go back to the period after that story broke, and you know, after that story broke about the CIA doing the training, the U.S. government funding them, and you go to about 2019, you'll see all these left-wing sources. They're really, really mad that Barack Obama's administration armed, trained, funded neo-Nazis. And it got to be quite a big deal. Actually, neo-Nazis and Nazis and white supremacists from all over the world traveled to Ukraine to train, apparently from the CIA. And it's really weird that Ryan Routh then is in not one but two Azov videos. In one, holding a sign saying he's part of the Azov. It's weird, right? I mean, it's like a guy with over 100 charges in North Carolina, but still is somehow able to fly while Tulsi Gabbard is on the terror watch list for flights. Wonder how he was able to fly back and forth, given that history. It's weird. We'll pick it up tomorrow.